not all of it gets eaten. I think the next meal you're liable to take that food from last night and do what to it?
Oh, just warm it up.
So you call it what that food is warmed up, huh?
Warmed up.
A lot of times you have to tell kids to keep their mouths closed while they do what? Meaning while they, you know, at the table.
Oh, well, probably a word of prayer.
Well, but that's true too. That way of interrupting there. By the way, I meant to ask you yesterday. I remembered you were saying something about the church that you went to. I noticed there's two or three. I guess it's one of the different churches in the area.
Oh, there's a this one here down below is American Reformed, and then you have out here on the 2 mile road, a half mile south, and then west 2 miles. That's what they call the old Dutch Corner. That's that was practically the first church that was ever built there, the Dutch Corner. At that time, there was only Dutch speaking, you see. And the younger generation, when they grew up, then they wanted American language. So we changed over then at that time.
Is that the one you go to?
Oh, yes. Dutch Corner, yeah.
Uh-huh. And that's Dutch Reformed? Or?
Yeah, that's the first Reformed church. And this one here, over here, this brick is the second Reform. Second American Reform.
what was I gonna say? Oh yeah. Well, before you swallow the food, usually you do what to it, is what I was trying to get at.
Chew it good.
Okay. Did you ever have anything you made with cornmeal, in some kind of a, I don't know, you grind it up and it's sort of a liquid or consistency.
No.
You ever had mush or?
No, nothing like that.
Okay. How about if you take corn and sort of grind it, maybe fry it or something? What do you call that?
No, we never had anything. I'm of a ditch, Dutch. We never had anything like that. Yeah. That's more of a, according to that, that's more of a southern way of eating.
Yeah, it is now.
They go for that, you know. No, you take in the Dutch one. They usually have a old regular meal, or else they have pancakes or oatmeal or something similar. And then for dinner, it's usual meal.
A while ago, you mentioned when you were talking about chicken feed. You mentioned grits. Is that the term you use for it?
Yeah, that's your oyster shell, and that's your grit.
Oh, I see. That's oyster. So you wouldn't use.
You got to have that. You got to have that in order to make your shell on it. That's what the chickens eat that for, is to make the shell around the yolk. See.
You said you use oyster shell.
Oyster shell.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, they got to have that. Otherwise, you get some soft eggs. Yeah. Soft eggs.
Would you call this corn, would you call it maybe hominy or?
Well, something similar.
What kind of syrup did you use on pancakes?
Oh, usually you use the dark caro syrup.
They ever use anything else?
Oh, some of them use just a little sugar, butter and sugar.
Any other kind of syrup? Maybe it comes out of a tree.
No. Well, not of the Dutch. Of course, a lot of Americans what do you call this syrup out of the tree? They probably would have some of that, see, if they're in the right territory.
That's I'm trying to. What's the name of that tree?
Yeah,
is it one there?
No, that's not around here. I don't think that. Yeah, what is it?